is a burning thing. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Welcome to No Pants, No Secrets with your hosts, Acacia W. Mason, Fram Valentine, and Adashko, a.k.a. Adashko Stewart. We are live, large, and in charge once again for another fun-filled podcast with my two favorite politicos. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Adashko. He said my name first.
So?
He loves me more.
Well, you know, you saved the best for last.
Well, in which case, I would have introduced myself last.
Okay, now that we have our egos out of the way, I suppose we should begin with the topic that all Canada has been rambling on about, and probably
Octavian?
All of our economists were fapping about.
Octavian? You have to be talking about Octavian.
No, Titanium. Octavian later.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Carson Skerries.
Okay, now that we mentioned both of our most dearest accomplices in crime, I think we should go to Titanium.
Okay, we'll talk about Titanium. Sounds good.
So, Canada is going to have one of the rarest and most valuable natural resources in game. Sounds like almost like real Canada right now.
And not just one region, but two, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
Funny thing is that four countries in the world will have it. Russia, Australia, and South Africa.
Brazil, I think.
Whoever gets South Africa gets titanium.
Yep.
I really think that the key for Eden will be liberating South Africa and getting a lot of MPPs for them.
Yeah, I suppose that would be a good idea because, well, South Africa had a lot of problems with Brazil throughout the time, and I believe we should liberate them now before that new crazy module comes in.
And ruins everything.
Yes, thank you, admins, for giving us Heroes of Might and Magic 6, I suppose.
I'm actually looking forward to the tiles and the PvP thing.
I'm looking forward to the PvP thing, not to the tiles, though.
I like the tiles. It brings more strategy to the game, to the fight, to the...
Oh, you like
it's not just, hey, I have a bigger army now. It's,
well, you like octagons, apparently. That's an orgy, dude.
I always thought bigger was better.
Okay, now we're going to the innuendos.
I had to get one of those in before we got too far. It reminds me of you're right, like a lot of these games, like Civilization and StarCraft and Warcraft and all this other crazy stuff where you've got this one-on-one action going on, which is pretty interesting. I mean, I've never experienced it on an internet-based game before, but I understand it existed in the beta format, which I wasn't alive for.
Yeah, but it was PvP. It was text PvP. I'm pretty sure that was the format back then. But it's going to be interesting to see, definitely. But either way, we have the Titanium regions. And, well, I thought about renting it. Honestly, I thought about it, and it came through as a good idea up until today.
I don't think renting it will bring us any good. I mean, Canada will be one of the few countries that will have it. They're only... What? 6-7 regions with titanium in the world.
9, I think.
And, selling it is just chipping out of our possibility to control.
Yes, but that is what I said. I mean, I thought about renting it, but today the admins released another insider that pissed me off even more than the one before it, because it turns out that contracts will not exist, meaning that we won't have any guarantees.
And that was always my concern.
And as far as what would happen if we had a contract, we would have some guarantee that region would finally get back to us, even if we had to fight over it with the admins for, two months, right?
Not about the contract, because seriously, we're talking about the USA. They're our bros, after all.
Well, you know, the UK were bros to us, too, We wanted the UK to join forces. It was kind of like our little alliance of countries that have similar views, and suddenly they just went out and joined peace. So it's really, you cannot trust anyone in this world. The current U.S. Mood might be this, but greed changes people.
True.
But there's nothing stopping other countries from setting up shop in our titanium regions.
And I was getting tax revenue from it.
Exactly. So I never understood the philosophy behind renting out one of these regions when
my main concern about having two titanium regions is that this depends on how, of course, the system will go through and how you will have to fortify regions. Is that to upkeep two titanium regions would be hard because everybody would hunt for them. Everybody would want them, and it's hard to fortify one region as it is.
But let's not be foolish in assuming, because here's the thing. There's no way that the Eden allies, specifically the big Eden countries, are going to allow a titanium region to slip through their fingers into peace control.
Exactly. And the thing is that fortress tactics doesn't really work.
No.
I mean, if a country wants to take a region, it will tank out the rest of 2 million wall. And with V2 coming, it won't be any wall at all.
Yeah, but there will be a different types of fortifications, I gather, because they have claimed that defense systems will stay.
Yes, they will. But
so probably we'll have defense bonuses. I don't think the amount of citizens will matter any longer. That will be good because everybody will probably be able to live in any goddamn region they want to live in. Because I think it was quite irritating that I, for example, when I joined in, I had to move to Ontario from Alberta. And my ancestry is Albertan because Alberta back then only had a Q1.
Right, you had to move from Calgary to Toronto, and I don't know how upsetting that was.
I want to kill you right now. I really do.
No, but seriously, there is no way that the Eden, assuming we even have Eden, and that's a whole other matter, but there's no way whatever alliance is in place that we're attached to is going, particularly the United States, is going to let a titanium region fall into control of Phoenix and further give them the ability to make tanks and cops.
Acacia, let me say one thing. V2 is going to be buggy, and never underestimate the power of cheaters.
It's funny how eRepublic thinks change should be done. I mean, we went from V1, from the beta game, we went to V1. The bugs almost killed the game. And I'm not precisely looking forward to seeing them in V2. Considering that we are,
I'm pretty sure that cheats will be easy as hell. You'll have bugs all around for the first few days, and this is when the most important regions will probably be conquered. I mean, the admins will not be able to control. They're not so competent.
I'm thinking of already putting out 1 million gold for sale, because it will be. I just have a hunch that it will be that easy to cheat.
Yeah. It's probably going to be that easy because the admins do not control this game. They can look through logs for hours, but still they will claim that this bug was eligible for both sides. And as such, well, the guys who used more bugs. You know, we've heard that argument 1,000 times when the servers were down. Come on. I mean, Battle of Nova Scotia, that was like the biggest admin fuck up in history.
Not quite.
Well, I mean,
Syrian region, Romania versus India.
Okay, of course, you're Romanian, you'll say that's the West Siberian region. But I mean, when it comes
to Canadian, first of all, and I'm saying this totally impartial, because the Phoenix Peace at that time tanked with fake gold, fake Q5s. I mean, they were distributing 4,000 Q5 guns, and at the time, Q5 guns were in one.
I meant the biggest fuck up as in a server down fuck up. I think the battle should be extended, and instead it just ended.
When you have a server that can handle the pressure, and it falls, it's dead, it's something. You have to give them the chance to fight back the things you screwed up.
Yeah, of course, and I don't think the admins can understand that. I think they feel that, since it was down for both sides. But from what I heard, the North American people had more trouble coming on Ear Public than the Europeans. I, for example, didn't have so much trouble with coming during Nova Scotia as, I don't know, as I heard Dean or any other Canadian tank to have had these problems.
Well, then you needed to do more. You needed to do double or triple the work because Canadians couldn't get on, so we were relying on folks like you out in Poland to give us the assistance we needed. I'm afraid you failed us.
Yes.
Yes. Because no Canadian was online to give me the gold to tank, you know?
You should have just created some gold using a bug.
Exactly.
That would be the Garden of Your Public Creation Kid.
It's interesting, though, these titanium regions. Ballot. When you think about how important they really are going to be, and I would be wrong if I didn't highlight the article that that Bonnick put out regarding these military units and so on and so forth. I don't know that I completely subscribe to the idea that we should be putting all of our efforts into creating tank units. I don't know. I mean, and I understand the importance of titanium, but.
No, V2 will be more of a balance.
I think that we should
have to balance all four military branches.
No, I think it's a good idea putting our focus into tanks because tanks are good against infantry.
Produce them.
According to what the admin said, tanks are good against infantry. And you know what that means? We have the tanks. They have iron. They have infantry and artillery.
Not necessarily. We don't have iron at the moment. Do you have guns? Yes, you do.
Yes, but I mean that they will have less tanks due to the larger costs of such.
But will we have anti-tank units?
I think we should.
I think we might.
I think it's probably something we should aim for a 60%, 65% tank / helicopter.
Yes, and the rest would be infantry and artillery units because... I think we should invest in tanks the most because only helicopters can stop them, and helicopters are also titanium.
Yes.
Whereas artillery can stop helicopters, apparently, so...
No, the thing is that it will be a player versus player. Tanks are good against everything except helicopters, from what I understood. And having tanks, that doesn't necessarily mean you win.
Yes, but it means you have a gain against a certain unit, in this case mostly infantry, which will be probably still the base because I guess weapons will be the cheapest.
Do we know if current diamond stock, like if a business owner has diamond stock, will it automatically be converted to titanium stock?
They didn't say anything about
it. I don't think it will. I think actually
I'll tell you why I'm asking, just so you can get an idea of the direction I'm going here. If they're not going to convert the stock, I wonder if it's almost wise to put a program in place to stockpile some of these diamond reserves so when titanium does become useful, we'll have a good little stockpile of it. Now, of course, that would all depend on whether or not they would just reset the counter at zero and everybody's back at ground zero again. But if they're not going to...
I've been working at a company that... The owner of that company changed the company name to V2 Titanium. He's just building a stock of diamonds. And I think the government should do that also because it's a gamble.
Right. But then I wonder, for instance, if somebody reached out to the admin and said, hey, all of my diamond stock that I have, if I don't sell it all before V2 happens, do I lose it all, or does it get automatically converted? And that's a legitimate question, and they should be able to answer it.
Yeah, they should be. On the other hand, they'll probably use the argument, we cannot give you the information that nobody else has.
But then I would say make it public. I mean, tell people, like because realistically, diamond companies are heavily impacted by this, so make it known to the diamond companies whether or not they need to sell all their stock in advance, or that stuff's going to automatically...
Will they be refunded? Will they be refunded for the stock they have under what script?
Right. My hope is that they'll just convert it all to titanium.
Yeah, but the other thing is that from what Jacoby indicated in his Graingate article, it is very possible that all companies will be torn down, which also means that it's very possible that all stockpiles will be destroyed. Or refunded.
Well, I will argue with that. Remember last time I said
you've got 20 gold on it. Of course you're arguing.
Yes, but I have proof now that I won the 20 gold.
Why is that?
Wait a second, I'm entering a republic and the insider. Two articles ago, the last article...
Right back.
The last article about the economical module. And come on, where are you? I quote, many of you are somewhat worried about current companies and regions. As we said before, no businesses will be lost, gone. So no need to worry. If your company profile is no longer valid in the new module, it will be migrated into a new company. So, barabim barabum. Jacoby, you have to send me 20 gold.
Oh, I didn't read that. I somehow missed it. Wow.
But we still don't have a clear answer on whether or not diamond stock will be converted, correct?
Well, I think this is a good hint of what we might expect. I'm not speculating, but I'm just saying that basing on empirical evidence we have, it would suggest that stock will also be transformed into the new resource.
Whatever the admins have decided, if they are not sharing anything with us at the moment, I really think we should build up a stockpile of diamonds.
I completely agree. Because you have to know that Phoenix might be doing the same thing.
They probably are.
Can you imagine if some of these companies, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say maybe this is something the government should help subsidize, because obviously business owners are going to say, hey, what's in it for me? I'm going to stockpile all these diamonds, right? I can't sell them because you want me to stockpile them. Maybe there's a subsidy program that gets put into play, but either way, can you imagine if we opened up with God knows how many thousands of units of diamonds converted over to titanium, we'd have a jump start on creating tanks and copters, and that would be a huge bonus.
Not only a jump start at creating tanks and stuff, but think about what we would do by selling them to the rest of the world.
Yeah,
we will practically determine what the cost of titanium will be in the first days of V2.
That's right. We would have total control over the markets. Well, from where we are, anyway. There's other places that have diamond regions. Whether or not they use the same strategy is yet to be seen. But I do think that it's something that should be considered, and perhaps, perhaps some kind of a strategic stockpile should be arranged.
I think this is the part when we should start the evil laughter. beware of world. Canada is coming.
What just blows me away is that the three of us can get on here and come up with these ideas, to me, it just seems logical, right? And I've thought about this for a while now. I keep thinking to myself, and this is because it's not the first time I've thought about this situation, about stockpiling diamonds. And I don't know. I keep thinking the admins can't be stupid. They can't expect everybody to magically one day sell all their stock and be at ground zero and everything rolls over. I mean, I would like to think anyway that if, worst case scenario, the stock gets sold off, through a conversion format, and you get X number of gold back from the admins. But I mean, what have you got to lose by strategically stockpiling some of this stuff?
Speaking of logical decisions, and I'm going into politics right now, Canadian politics to be precise. Jeff Lav is our next country president wannabe. I mean, he's supported by the Canadian Paradox Party, my own party, and the Keisha's own party, Democratic Action League, the Canadian Social Democrats. Adasco, you're supporting him too.
Woo! Go Jeff Lav!
And the New Canadian Republic. And
Jeff Lav
didn't even see the Congress
candidate elections. I mean, Jeff Lav is just a perfect candidate. He has everything. The intelligence, the charisma, and the basic I'm strong type of behavior. I mean, his platforms are so elaborate that I'm really impressed. I wouldn't be able to write one like that.
Adasco, I told you before, we are going straight to hell.
Yes, indeed.
You know, it's It's interesting. I don't know a lot about this guy. Never really talked to him on IRC. Never really see him. But you're right. His platforms are pretty elaborate.
If you go and look to the latest news in Canada right now, what will you see? Except to Adasco's titanium, blah, blah, blah.
This is
history.
Don't.
Jeff Lav. I need all parties' forums. And it's an article having two rows, two sentences.
You know what? You bring up a good point, Fram. And you know what? Maybe we should jump on this. Has anybody else other than me noticed that the quality of the news media has deteriorated very badly?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I remember when my articles were in the top five always. Now
it just seems really... Yeah, it seems sad to me. I mean, there are a few people I enjoy reading, and I enjoy reading both of your articles, you know, Adasco and Fram, because you guys write intelligently. You know, I enjoy the Craig Norman articles and TFD, but I mean, I can almost count on one hand the number of people that write quality material anymore in the news. It's sad. I don't understand what's going on.
Well, Canadians, good writers in Canada are not stimulated to write anymore. I mean, I find it harder and harder to open my newspaper and write something.
That is why I switched to podcasts. I just thought they're more fun than writing for, I don't know, five votes and nobody really noticing it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I remember when the third article I've written got into the top five, and since then I somehow held on to that top five spot all the way until orders started being published in the news. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't see the point of voting it all the way up to the top five. Everybody should have it in their subscriptions and just read it.
You know what's particularly sad? And this is a classic example of this. The ECBC newspaper has over 1,200 subscribers attached to it.
And it gets only 30 votes.
Maybe. If we're lucky, it averages about 25. You know, on a great day, it'll get 40 votes.
And it should be the first thing you read after the orders paper.
Exactly. Absolutely. It should be top five every time. Now, granted, and I know Greg's a busy guy. I've been producing most of those articles from ECBC Radio 1, but still, I mean, Radio 1 tends to focus on the week's news, and I do try to find good articles to discuss, but it just seems sad to me that a 1,200 subscribed article gets 25 to 40 votes.
Well, you know, most subscribers probably subscribe to give the vote, to give the gold in that Eden Gold project, which is at one point what.
Which is plain stupid because organizations don't get media mogul, and the Ministry of Information is a media mogul.
What amazes me is that my particular newspaper has a little over 200 subscribers, and it consistently pulls down more votes than the 1,200 subscribers that ECBC pulls down.
Yes, well, the truth is, I don't read my subscriptions, for example. I just have too many subscriptions that were made to give someone media mogul. I just, if I want to see if a guy written an article, I put it in the search and I look at their newspaper directly.
I browse through my subscriptions and I look to see if you or Fram or somebody else that I enjoy reading has put out an article. If I see it there, I click on it, I read it, I vote, and 9 times out of 10, I leave a comment.
I don't browse through it. I mean, I have very special journalists, writers in my subscription page. I have you, I have Adasco, I have Dr. Payne, for example, Citizen.
Dr. Payne, yeah, another great
writer. I have people that I enjoy reading, and not necessarily Canadian. I have Romanians, I have friends from the USA, friends from India, friends from Australia. I just follow the news I like.
And you know what kills me too? I mean, I don't put WGC tags before my articles because nobody even cares what it means anymore.
Yes. When I mean, came to Canada, it would have been the best thing for a writer.
Yes, to be in the WGC. I had to fight to get into the WGC for, half a year. Although I was, at one point, one of the most popular writers in Canada.
You know, I don't tag a lot of my articles WGC because lately I've been writing a lot of political material that doesn't qualify. and I wouldn't want to tag it WGC because it defeats what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but even if we release an article with a tag WGC, it means we're releasing a really quality article that we are confident about its quality.
Right.
It's not as if we're in the WGC, so we tag every article WGC. I tag them rarely. I usually tag only the articles that are actually totally unbiased.
Yeah.
WGC. And, well, people don't care anymore, and that's really sad.
It is. And I think part of the problem is that we have a media market that has deteriorated so badly because, truthfully...
You know who I blame? I blame Banner. I'm sorry. I just blame him. I'm serious. He started the whole, I post a picture of a sexy girl, I get a vote trend.
I'd like him to come on here.
Yeah, so would I. And now everybody, look, Duke Leto was so desperate to get votes in his latest article in a presentation for Congress, he posts a picture of a sexy girl.
Ugh.
I mean, how desperate you need to be to do that? I mean, I never do that. I think it's pointless. I mean, everybody likes sexy girls, but that's when you go to RedTube, right?
When I see things like this in an article, I know for sure that I won't vote for that article. No matter what, it can be the best article in the world. But when you are so desperate to get votes, it's clear that you don't deserve them, at least to me.
Definitely, but people vote for them. Why? They think if they vote, they'll see another sexy chick? I don't see a point. Look at the chick and close it. Don't vote.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, don't vote unless it or really relates.
Like, me and Acacia can testify, look at the chick and get the frying pan in your head.
Oh, yes.
Sense of the wife or girlfriend.
This is true. Now, I think, though, and I wonder, as WG, and it's funny, all three of us are WGC members, which I think will make this conversation even more interesting. I wonder if our organization has the ability to help turn the media market around.
Yes,
I think we need more exposure.
Yes, more members.
So the question becomes, how do we get more exposure?
First of all, elect a new president.
Vote at Esco for president. I'm impartial. I'm the DAL president.
I meant WGC president.
Yeah.
You know you'll never get my vote for that?
Yeah, I know. I'm not even running anymore. Inside of that, no, whatever. I think maybe Acacia should do it, in my opinion, really.
Yeah, sure. I'm trying to convince him to run for Congress. And you think he will take out the WGC presidency?
Well, what? Because we have a lot of smart guys, but nobody wants to step up. And that's the problem.
That's the problem when you're in such an exclusivist community like the WGC. Everyone is a bit complexated by the fact that they're in such a great community. They're in such a great guild. And they don't really want to take the leadership of that guild because they know that their members will have high expectations for them.
Yeah, and now we have a lot of plans. I hope the Canada Prize will help promote the WGC again.
I will relaunch the WGC awards.
Yes, yeah. I think wasn't the ECBC supposed to take care of the media awards? I mean, the best article of the week awards that I had to leave due to my vice presidency.
I don't run ECBC. I should be perfectly blunt.
I know, Greg. If you hear us, you were supposed to do something.
And I think Greg.
Greg said at that time that he doesn't have time to do this such a time demanding stuff.
Yeah, and that's the problem. We don't promote good articles except for ECBC Radio, which is people rarely listen to and rarely even read those articles that are discussed.
It's true.
Because you don't have links there, and you just don't want to search all your public for it. And
Daily Public has a search engine, right?
I know. But still, you know, it's kind of tedious to do that. And if you'd rather listen to a summary by Acacia and a sexy synthesizer, I suppose.
I mean, I could certainly link all the articles on there, but. You know what? Yeah, I could certainly link all the articles in there. That's a good point. I shouldn't be so lazy. I should link the articles that I'm talking about so people can click into them. That's a good point.
But either way, I think the Plugson's awards were probably the best way of promoting quality journalism. I mean, if you wrote a good article, you got some gold for it. You got a nice little signature, and you could say that you are the best article of the week winner.
Yes.
I never got one. God damn it, I only got a silver medal.
Maybe we should be bugging the government for funding.
Yeah, I suppose we should. That's why vote Adashko.
And there goes the shameless plug for the show.
Yeah. WGC conspiracy. I'm going to put Dominic as my second VP.
So I think we should just challenge people to try and write better journalism. Because you're right, I get so tired of these joke articles that are three lines, and I sit there thinking, like, what a colossal waste of time.
Not only that, but 3/4 of them are not even funny.
Yeah, I mean, the best article in the link,
get your hopes up, maybe I'll hit into a nice article. Maybe I'll laugh. Maybe I'll smile. Maybe I'll go through an emotion. And you just get disappointment. One line article and no point. Nothing.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to do one thing. I'm going to say that there's only one good article I see in the top 10 right now. Not top 5. And that's Brock's article announcing that he's kicking out Octavian. I mean, yes! Because and in the top 10 I see two good articles, Brooks and yours, Acacia,
yes.
Apparently it's in the top 10 right now.
Great.
You did it.
Thank you.
There are still articles that need to be there. And
yeah, like my article on titanium, it really needs to be there.
Yes, and like, it should be up there.
The Ministry of Education, from ACBC, and from all our governments, which, I don't know. All I see is Chuck Norris, Mitchell's News, Brooks News.
The Roundhouse Kick. Ironically, the Roundhouse Kick was William Duncan's newspaper.
Yes, that's true. Maybe Chucky Norris is William Duncan.
Conspiracy.
Could Chucky Norris be the William Duncan Malty? Let's start a rumor.
Okay. I guess let's see if he ever said, "Take care, Chucky Norris."
Or did he ever say, "Master Mason Man"?
Damn, I don't think he did. No, but "Take care, WD" is like the running joke on IRC since forever.
Oh, man.
I remember Max Samo came up with it some time ago, and since then I even did a version of it being, what was that, David Caruso style. You know, you have to put your sunglasses on just before you say "take care."
All right, so Chucky's been in power for almost 2 weeks. Report card, thoughts, anyone?
Well, I've written a whole article on it.
Precisely, so I'm cueing you to share something.
Adashko is not promoting his newspaper. He's promoting quality journalism in Canada.
I mean, I think my article was actually great. I spent like 3 hours writing it and formatting it, because then I spent another hour trying to get the format on because it was going white on me all the time.
I think you'd get far more subscribers if you wrote out of Calgary.
I think you'd get far more subscribers if you weren't such an ass.
Go Flames, go.
You want to start a Flames war about the Flames and the Oilers?
Oil and
Who's got
fire.
More Stanley Cups?
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, come on. Let's not bring the Leafs into it. Edmonton went in and got 5 Stanley Cups straight out. Now, that's just skill.
2 words. Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, they won one without Gretzky, didn't they? And it was Mark Messier.
Messier, yeah. All right, so Chucky Norris has been in power for 2 weeks. He's had an opportunity to do something. What do we think so far?
Awesome.
It just seems like he and JB DeVinis have actually done pretty well in terms of they haven't really encountered anything that has been terribly controversial, except
Graingate.
Yeah, I was going to say, except Graingate, and maybe now the whole titanium thing. But for titanium the most part, there hasn't been any major trauma.
No. I think Chucky Norris is doing great. I mean, I reviewed his in my article. I reviewed his platform goals. He made most of them. He made 1 out of 4 on his promises in military and foreign affairs. It turned out 2 out of 4 after I talked to him.
Yep.
Because he also started a military exchange program, which of course is a good thing for 2 weeks to do so much. I'm just waiting for the officer academy, and aggressive foreign affairs is not something I could really evaluate until the end of this term.
Your mom.
What?
I just had to throw that out there.
Okay. As for economy, well, 2 out of 3 promises have been fulfilled so far. However, one of them is a promise you can only break, meaning you can keep buying you can stop buying Canadian, and strong currency is also something you can break too, I suppose. I'm still waiting for his V2 education, whatever that means.
I think
and
the key.
Go ahead. As for social affairs, well, he's doing some progress on the baby boom. He's promoting Canada in the world, I suppose. I've seen some articles about that. And bilingual press releases, of course, he does that.
And this is annoying me, because Chucky Norris and a lot of people over time tried to promote e-Canada into real-life Canada. And none of us...
Don't go there.
None of us succeeded. I will go there. Because Canadians don't want this. They are too lazy to click a link and push the dig button to get our article more popular and probably get more Canadians into the game.
What's so bad about publishing bilingual press releases? I'm not sure.
I didn't say anything about publishing bilingual.
I don't think Chucky Norris ever tried to do the whole Quebec Uber Alice kind of thing. Never did he go out and do a De Gaulle on Quebec saying Vive la Quebec Libre, right? Okay, I'm getting 2 question marks now.
Because I was talking about Chucky's baby boom program. And you...
Oh, okay.
Started to talk about bilingual press releases.
Because you just said it after I said bilingual, and that's why I got confused. Sorry.
What I was saying, and I will repeat it for Adasco. I was saying that a president, in my opinion, can't get a baby boom working. Because as you saw, Canadians are too lazy to do it. If it involves Canadians' activity, it's dead in the water. I mean, after a few days of getting the link, I was one of the three persons that actually clicked on it and digged it. And that is just sad. I mean, we want to help ourselves.
Well, it is kind of sad indeed, but okay, sorry for the confusion, everyone. But basically, except for the baby boom, which is kind of a thing that the community should do. That's how the baby boom happened in Poland. The government has nothing to do with it.
That's not a thing that the president should do. It's a thing that the community should do.
Yes, that's what I just said. yeah, but I mean that in Poland, the community did the baby boom, really. It's how they promoted it. They posted demotivational posters about e-Republic and stuff like that. That really brought a lot of people into the game, because there's a site with those posters on which a lot of Poles come in, and they were just interested to see how the hell did we conquer Germany, right? Maybe you should conquer the U.S. for fun.
Oh, yeah. Now that would be interesting.
But getting a war with the U.S. would...
You said Canada's hat? You said USA's hat?
Getting a war with the U.S. would actually mean we would probably be able to get some people joining our ranks.
Both the U.S. and Canada.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, let's do it.
If not for anything else, just for the fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're already fighting over Delaware, a.k.a. the Crimson Order private training war.
I call dibs on New York. I just want to go pay Scorpius a visit.
Hey, Scorpy, remember when you talked too much on our show?
But he is the best pronunciation of coffee of anybody I've ever met.
Okay, now we really...
Well, you obviously haven't heard my Italian friend.
This is true.
Hello, coffee. Okay, now, when we mention people that talk way too much, I think it's time to get to the topic we were trying to get to from the start of our little podcast. Octavian.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He was kicked out from the CEP by Brock, who decided that, okay, cool, he made the party, but now he's more of a threat to the party than a useful asset.
Same as Craig.
Oh, but Craig left before he was kicked out.
Yes, but I don't think the CEP treated him right. I mean, it's wrong in any book you have. You can buy the Dirty Manuals book, and you will still see that it's bad.
Yeah, I don't know the booty.
And that devoted
out.
That much to a party to just do that is—it's against everything.
Well, it's Brock. Brock does that. Although Brock kind of behaves like Augustus Baldwin at this point. It's Augustus who declared that Dean is exiled from Canada.
Speaking of Brock, I have a greeting.
Oh, yeah, Brock is back. We forgot.
I have a greeting for Servus. If you know what I said, then you're screwed.
Servus?
You know what he's going to say? He's going to say, Brock you.
The Brocking Bronco.
He won't say Brock you. He will... I think he will just say what I hope he will say. And it will be in a very strange language. One that I need to learn again.
Servus, that sounds a bit Czech.
Well, you're not that far away from it.
I know. I think it's a greeting.
Yes. It means hi.
Yeah, I know. It's sometimes used in Polish, actually. I don't know, Slovak, Slovenian.
I won't tell you.
I think Romanian? Octavian F should go join the CSD.
Octavian probably knows it. Probably.
Okay, so it's Romanian.
No.
Hungarian?
Yes.
Oh, you bastard.
Octavian's going to join the CSD and become the party president.
No!
You just made Adasco kill himself. And I will resign my party presidency to vote for Octavian in the CCD.
I think we should all... You know what? Oh, that would be... We should take a good chunk of our two-clicking DAL members and vote Octavian as party president of the CSD.
Memo, we don't have anything against the CSD. We just want to make Adasco suffer.
That's right.
Okay, so I'll join the DAL and run for party president. How's that?
You don't stand a chance. Or two clickers just vote for Len.
We only vote for people...
I'll change my avatar to Jesus. It worked for Trent.
If you switch your avatar to the Calgary Flames, I'll vote for you.
I'm not that much of a bitch.
If you change your avatar to the bitch that Banek had as an avatar a few months ago, I will vote.
Oh, yeah, then I'll surely get voted in. Unless it's going to be Mr. Fedora against me.
Speaking of bitches, did you just realize that we are now explicit? Again.
Fuck yeah.
Well done. Once again, I have to mark this thing explicit. You know, just once I want to be able to mark it clean.
Not going to happen.
It's like trying to say Octavian F. and Karsten Scaries, you guys have to find a way to make sure that I can't press the clean button.
So, speaking of comebacks, Augustus Baldwin is back.
Oh, dear.
And Joey Phillips. Don't forget Joey.
Oh, yeah. Them, too. I'm starting to think they're multis, really. Because whenever Joey comes back...
It's really fun. I mean, for a long time, I actually had fun reading some articles. You see Joey. Hey, I am running for this party's presidency. You see Augustus Baldwin. Joey is a French communist traitor, something like that. And then you have a response to AB from Joey. What I would like to see is Scorpius responding to AB and getting into the fight. Because we all know that...
Don't you know they're divorced now?
Yes. And I like to see some action in this ex-couple.
Yeah, but I think that I'd like to see action with Scorpius, but I have to admit something. I actually left the CSD and joined Chaos, or the party for the rest of Canada at that point, just to vote for Joey Phillips.
You know that you will get your inbox spammed by AB, right?
I already get my article spammed by AB, so this changes nothing.
Let's leave Scorpius alone. He's busy trying to two-click, you know.
Yeah. Did you read in the DAL forums? Hey, now I can't go to click. Like he was really good at it.
I don't think he was ever two-clicking to begin with.
Yeah.
I think there was always that
truth. Two-click. Let the Republic leave the DAL forums, leave Canada... Leave the IRC and leave us alone. Go to click alone.
You know what? Now this is going to be a quote from Goferman. GTFO, Scorpius.
Translation. Get the fuck out.
STFU. Yes, that was a quote.
Okay, Akisha, I will.
What's actually funny
you,
is that...
You do the No Spans, No Secrets alone. You with Adasco.
Oh, if I do No Pants, No Secrets on my own, there won't be any talking.
Well, you can invite some guys from 4chan, you know, for the party.
Oh.
I'll get salty.
There is no chance in hell that will be marked as clean.
Oh, trust me, it won't be clean if I'm on my own.
Don't forget about the baby.
Oh, I don't forget about the baby. Don't worry. I'm continuously reminded.
To do it at an hour when your wife won't be around. I mean, the next thing you would want is to have a cracked skull.
You know.
Have to run for Congress, you know. Canada needs you.
Canada does not need that... me in Congress. They need a Dashko in Congress.
No, they need him out.
I'm not running for Congress, Ashley.
That's sad.
I want to be the assistant.
You'll be in exactly my position, the position I'm in right now. No Congress, no country presidency because I lost that. And
well, then I will become the WGC president finally. You know.
You are the president of the largest and most powerful political party in e-Canada.
Yes, and I run for this.
I wouldn't say it's the most powerful. It was fun.
I wanted to do something back to the dollar, and I had time to do it for their nomination. And two, I was bored. That simple. No lies, no nothing. I was bored, and the doll needed a president.
Okay,
it was.
I think we all play this game because we are bored. Honestly.
Yes.
If Adasco gets elected country president, I'm going to mail him a Calgary Flames jersey as a gift.
Please do. I need more hockey jerseys. I only have a Warsaw Canadiens hockey jersey. And I'm serious about that.
Okay. Romania.
Octavian F.
Yes. She won't get much any jerseys from us anytime soon.
No, I think we should give him a baseball jersey.
A ticket to Amsterdam?
No, I don't want him in Europe.
No, a ticket to Amsterdam. Get him laid. Something like...
I know, buy him a ticket to Russia.
No, he's closer to me, you bitch.
Well, he would be even closer to me, I think.
Speaking of which... Octavian is coming to Romania.
Woohoo! Yeah.
This summer. In a town near you.
Wow. Well,
I invited Craig Norman to EuroPride in Poland.
Poor Craig Norman. Booted out of the Privy Council. Leaves the CEP. But you know what? He's found his friends in the DAL.
Exactly. And
I always said that a unicorn is attracting gay people.
I've told you what that horn is for, and I've told you that before.
Yeah. So basically the DAL is gay. Mary! It's Mary, Jesus Christ. Don't you know archaic usage of gay?
We have Scorpius though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yes, that proved Adasco right. Acacia, don't do it again. You're talking about gay people. Don't mention Scorpius.
Oh, he married Augustus Baldwin.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. At least I don't get my articles trolled by Augustus Baldwin. I'm thankful for that.
I find it pretty funny.
I should be insulted by it. Or actually feel joy.
Yeah, he noticed me. Oh my god. Can I get an autograph, please?
No, but I'm thinking like this. If he doesn't troll my articles, it means one of two things. One, he likes my articles and he agrees to that. And I don't really want Augustus Baldwin to agree with me. Because... he's just a crazy troll. Just like Octavian.
Only no, Octavian is a motherfucking crazy troll, and Augustus is a funny troll.
And second, the second options, he doesn't think I'm worthy of trolling.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
See, I got his attention so much that he trolls me since the summer.
For what it's worth, I think both of your articles are very troll-worthy. Maybe I'll troll them more often.
Go ahead. Just keep your pants up.
Well, then I can't use my unicorn.
Oh. and we're making this show explicit.
Do you want to see my unicorn?
Is that what you tell your wife? You know what? Maybe you should switch recording on your computer, and when your wife comes up and asks you what you're doing, just ask her, "You want to see my unicorn?" And then release it. It would be like, "Why don't you play? Why you shouldn't play Republic in front of your wife?"
Oh, the magic pony. This is why we need to get Fram's girlfriend on here, so we can ask her. So, has Fram shown you the magic pony yet?
Now it's time for a
exactly
class.
Why you won't get her here?
It's now this is going to be a classic.
Because it's my head in the middle.
Oh, now careful!
And you two get the laughter, and I get my head cracked.
But maybe that magic pony is why. Oh my God! Maybe that is why her dad hates you, Fram.
Shouldn't have shown him the magic pony. Did you flip him the pony?
Of course. I mean a doll. Everybody does it in the doll. Even the janitor.
It's like the Masons. There's a secret ceremony to get into the doll, and it involves the magic pony, but I can't tell you anything about it until you join.
I've been in the DAL before the magic pony. I actually made that ceremony and then ran away before I had to do it.
Actually, you ran away before you did it. And we didn't told you exactly what it was.
But it does explain...
I made it up, Fran.
But it does explain why Scorpius walks very funny.
Scorpius, we love you.
Of course we do.
I think you guys love him just a teeny, teeny bit too much.
Well, that's actually Acacia's job.
Yeah.
Now that I'm the party president, I am not allowed to love him anymore.
Okay, you're just supposed to whip Acacia, so Acacia gets the loving.
Yes, of course.
With the sexy synthesizer.
Not only the sexy synthesizer, but with the magic pony. Would you like to see my magic pony? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi and the magic pony?
Acacia, do it more grave.
Do it. Do it slow. Do it. Very slowly. Would you like to see my magic pony?
My God, since I found out my classmate is gay today, I really, really, really have bad connotations.
Actually, Adasco, it won't take long before you find you are gay, too.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't you say you were going to the Europe Gay Fest?
No, I said I invited Craig Norman over. I'm not going to
go with Craig.
To go with you.
No.
Have a date for the gay.
No.
Well, if you know, back after pedal, my back experience, pedal. After what I saw at one party with a gay guy, what he did to my friend, I'm seriously thinking about shaving my head and going on the other side of the parade. If you know what I mean.
Or just shave your legs and join the parade.
No, honestly, Acacia, I don't think I would fit with a condom on my head.
Ooh. Try a ski mask.
And, you know,
speaking of which, I should go and have a smoke.
Yeah, and we should wrap up.
Finish up.
We're sitting about an hour.
Yeah, it's about an hour, yeah.
And we still don't want to depart and leave Canada all alone.
We don't want to stop the gay jokes.
We don't want to depart and leave Scorpius all on his own.
We don't want to leave Adasco until we find him a proper date for the gay fest.
Well, you can either date you can date Scorpius, Karsten Scaries, or Octavian F.
Those or my classmate.
Choices. Or your classmate.
Or Brock.
Oh,
Bram, you're gonna get logical.
Okay, on that note, I think we should close.
I think you'll find Bram dead because of like being squished by a stone hat.
No. Come on. It's Brooke.
It's Brock. You do not suggest that Brock's guys.
Brock you.
No. Brock your mom.
Come on. If there is one man in E-Canada that fucked us all, it's Brock. And you can go and ask everyone about that.
All right, boys. Separate corners.
Love is a fiery thing.
And it burns. All right. It's been a slice. We're sitting about an hour. We should cut it off before people scream at us. We'll save some material for our next rendezvous.
Hopefully,
that sounds sexy.
As fun as this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have enjoyed another hour-long session with your three favorite...
Non-gay.
Heterosexual politicos. Acacia W. Mason, Fram Valentine...
But that's for the gay.
And Adashko, a.k.a. Adashko Stewart. Gentlemen, it has been a slice.
Good night, Canada.
Good night, and sleep with your ass down.
Good night. Goodbye. Love is a burning thing.